Pope Saint Gregory the 17th the Very Great, De Gloria Olivi. The 6th of August 1978 to the 21st of March 2005. Doctor. Most excellent reformer of priestly and religious life. Most zealous and eminent restorer of the holy sacrifice of the Mass and reformer of sacred rites and of holy morals. Most efficacious protector of the one, holy, Catholic, Apostolic, and Palmarian Church. Elected directly by Christ. Sublime mystic. Stigmatic. Spiritual martyr. Vilely calumniated and betrayed. Totally blind throughout his entire pontificate. Exalted founder and reformer. Patriarch of El Palma de Troya. Most zealous guide and guardian of the flock. Highly efficacious protector of the Palmarian Holy See. Apocalyptic messenger. Most illustrious affluence of doctrine and discipline. Intensely radiant solar luminary of the Church. Pope Saint Gregory the 17th, in the world Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, was born in the city of Seville, Spain, on the 23rd of April in the year 1946. He was the son of Rafael and of Saint Maria Luisa, she canonized by her own son. When very small, there were evident signs in Clemente Dominguez of his future glory as Pope. He descended from the tribe of Judah, and also united in his person the noble blood of Spain with the true blood of France. He was ever outstanding for his great love of the Most Holy Virgin Mary and for his devotion to the Holy Face. The Most Holy Virgin Mary had appeared for the first time in El Palma de Troya, Seville, Spain, on the 30th of March in the year 1968, in the place of the Lentisco, today inside the Palmarian Cathedral Basilica where the Holy Face of the Lord and the image of our crowned Mother of Palma are venerated. Saint Gregory frequently visited El Palma, though his definitive commitment to this holy work was on the 15th of August 1969. The young Clemente Dominguez y Gomez had his first heavenly vision on the 30th of September 1969, in the place of the Lentisco. From then on he became the chief seer of El Palma. Heaven lavished itself on him with marvelous apparitions. His ecstasies were of an indescribable grandeur, depth and beauty. The numerous messages he received were a constant calling from the Lord and the Virgin Mary to prayer and penance, an anxious invitation for all to go to El Palma, a denunciation of the heresies and progressivism that were assailing the Church without pity. In his life as a lay person, as chief seer of the apparitions of El Palma de Troya, the then Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, still quite young, had to fight valiantly to make known the highly compromising messages given him by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Most Holy Virgin Mary over many years. His loyalty to God was well proven. The young Clemente Dominguez y Gomez had interviews with the highest prelates of the Roman Church, by then corrupt in their majority, both of Spain and of many other European and American nations. To uphold the rights of God and of the Church as the Lord and the Virgin Mary ordained, he stood up to many of those hierarchs when faced with their obstinate reactions. On several occasions he visited Cardinal Saint Alfred Ottaviani at his residence in Rome, for him to relay messages to Pope Saint Paul VI regarding the Church and the Pope's own pontificate. In some of those messages, names and indications of traitor cardinals and bishops were given. On one occasion, in a display of supreme courage, Clemente Dominguez handed over the messages of El Palma to Pope Saint Paul VI himself, in a papal audience. He was tremendously persecuted, even in the place of apparitions of El Palma de Troya itself, by many of those who frequented the sacred place, and chiefly to blame were other seers, who cravenly betrayed their own messages and in that way discredited those which Clemente received. Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, right from the start, became the great apostle of the Holy Face of our Lord Jesus Christ and of the Holy Penitential Rosary, devotions highly combated by many, and which he had to defend with courage. On the 2nd of February 1970, by order of our Lord to Clemente Dominguez, Jesus' Holy Face, the same portrait that is venerated today, was enthroned in the sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. And on the 12th of September 1972, also by order of our Lord to the same seer, the image of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the one venerated today under the title of our crowned Mother of Palma, was enthroned in the sacred place of the Lentisco. Clemente Dominguez y Gómez was the great defender of Pope Saint Paul VI, and revealed to the world with valor and decision that the Pope was victim of Vatican Freemasonry, and that the Freemasons there gave him powerful drugs to nullify his free will. Clemente Dominguez, still quite young, was given the grace of the stigmata of the Passion of Christ in his hands, forehead and right side, mysteries which were later repeated on several occasions. He received some of these stigmata in the presence of many of those who frequented the sacred place of El Palma. On the 23rd of December 1975, the then Clemente Dominguez y Gómez founded the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face. On the 1st of January 1976, in the sacred place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya, he was ordained priest by Archbishop St. Peter Martin Ngoding Tuck, and on the 11th of January that same year was consecrated bishop, by the same prelate, who had come from Rome to accomplish this transcendent mission. After his consecration as bishop, by order of heaven, Father Clemente Dominguez ordained and consecrated many others, and thus formed the Episcopal College of El Palma de Troya. All of this was the motive for a tremendous persecution instigated by Archbishop José María Bueno Monreal of Seville, to the point that Clemente spent one night in prison in the Utrera police station together with Father Manuel Alonso Corral. On the following day, the 6th of April 1976, in the morning, the two were taken from the Utrera prison to the court of first instance, where other religiosos of the order awaited them. The judge's decision was to send the father founder, Clemente Dominguez, and Father Manuel Alonso to prison in Seville. The only way out was for all to go abroad. The judge agreed, and set them all at liberty on condition that they were to leave Seville that same day on the way to France. Thus the father founder, together with 17 bishops, 8 presbyters and 2 lay brothers, were exiled from Spain. They were able to return to Seville at the end of April that same year. Nevertheless, a trial began in the same Utrera court against Clemente Dominguez, Manuel Alonso and 18 other bishops of El Palma for usurpation of priestly functions, unlawful wearing of religious habits, episcopal consecrations and acts of worship carried out in El Palma de Troya. On the 11th of April 1977, the Seville High Court ruled that the necessary requirements for the existence of the offences imputed were lacking, and decided that the case be dismissed. Thus the proceedings against the 20 Palmarian bishops were dropped. On the 29th of May 1976, on one of his untiring apostolic journeys, Bishop Father Clemente Dominguez lost both eyes in a car accident, an unimaginable suffering for him. Notwithstanding, though blind, he carried on with his apostolate as intensely as before, through Spain, other European nations and America. On the 4th of August 1976, our Lord Jesus Christ, in one of his wonderful apparitions, promised the primacy of the Church to the then Father Clemente in the following words, "You shall be the future Peter. The Pope who shall consolidate the faith and integrity in the Church, fighting with mighty strength against heresy, as legions of angels will assist you. The great Pope Gregory, the glory of the Olives." On the 1st of January 1977, Bishop Father Clemente canonically crowned the sacred image which today presides in the Camerine of the Lentisco under the title of Our Crowned Mother of Palma. In later years, he also crowned the image of Most Holy Joseph and that of Saint Teresa of Jesus. On the 20th of January 1977, by order of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, Bishop Father Clemente changed his baptismal name to that of Father Ferdinand. By God's express wish, and until Pope St. Paul VI's death, Bishop Father Ferdinand held the most high dignity of sub-vicar of Christ in the Church. On the 6th of August 1978, Bishop Father Ferdinand being in Santa Fe de Bogotá in Colombia, Pope St. Paul VI passed away. From that moment, by command of God, he went on to occupy the throne of St. Peter with the name Gregory XVII, de Gloria Olivi. Shortly afterwards, our Lord Jesus Christ, accompanied by Apostles St. Peter and St. Paul, appeared, and placed the sacred tiara on the head of the new Pope, who was thus crowned in a mysterious and profound way. Among many other things, the Lord told him, "Only the simple and humble of heart will acknowledge the man who is the true Pope, Pope Gregory the 17th. The great pontificate of the glory of the Olives begins. The Pope announced by many mystics, by many prophecies. He also told him that an anti-pope would emerge from the conclave in Rome. Present at this great event of the apparition of our Lord Jesus Christ was the Bishop Secretary of State, Father Isidore Mary, Manuel Alonso in the world, today Pope Saint Peter II the Great. On the 9th of August that same year, the Vicar of Christ, Saint Gregory the 17th, arrived by plane at El Palma de Troya from Colombia, and in this mysterious way the Cathedral of St. Peter was translated from Rome to El Palma de Troya, which went on to become the Apostolic See of the True Church, One, Holy, Catholic, Apostolic, and Palmarian, also called the Palmarian Christian Church of the Carmelites of the Holy Face. On the 15th of August that same year took place the solemn official coronation of the Palmarian Sovereign Pontiff, namely his external, visible coronation, at the hands of four bishops who set the sacred tiara upon his head. Thus began the history of the papacy in El Palma de Troya with the mission of restoring and upholding doctrinal and disciplinary integrity in Christ's Church, by means of profound reforms and magisterial teachings. Following the death of Pope Saint Paul VI, the Roman Church's general apostasy was consummated and it ceased to be the true Church of Christ. This apostasy drew in its wake the entire Catholic world with the exception of the remnant that held firm in the Church's true doctrine, the Palmarian faithful under the staff of the true Vicar of Christ Pope Saint Gregory the 17th, with see in El Palma de Troya. In opposition to this truth, a false shepherd was appointed to the apostate Roman See, the sinister antipope John Paul I the Freemason, wolf in sheep's clothing, whose motto was De Meditate Lun, meaning of the half-moon, symbol of schism and heresy, and following his sham, short-lived pontificate, another false shepherd was appointed, Antipope John Paul II the Freemason, voracious beast, salient precursor of Antichrist, whose motto was De Labore Solis, meaning eclipse of the sun, who was bold enough to interpose between the sun, Pope Saint Gregory the 17th, and mankind, giving rise to the greatest spiritual eclipse hitherto known. Antipope John Paul II was the foremost propagator of heresies and other corruption. Pope Saint Gregory the 17th the Very Great, brandishing his flaming sword, was exalted whip against every heresy and other kind of corruption spread throughout the world by sowers of iniquity. This Vicar of Christ vigorously anathematized the apostate Roman Church's antipopes and all their followers. This sovereign pontiff, as zealous guardian of the house of the Lord, kept watch over the door of the fold entrusted to him by Christ, preventing the ferocious wolves from entering to scatter and devour the flock, and at the same time he expelled all those who, camouflaged, sought to corrupt the church from within. This great caudillo of the Tahoe, with the canons of his infallible doctrine, and his inflexible discipline, proclaimed the great crusade of the apocalyptic age by means of a doctrinal and disciplinary, yet militaristic, edict in defense of the rights of God and of the Church. With him began the Cordeloship of the Tahoe, and consequently the Carmelite or Crossbearer Cordeloship of the Last Times. Pope Saint Gregory the 17th went out on numerous apostolic journeys, through Europe, America, Asia, Oceania, and Africa, preaching everywhere. On one of them, the longest, he visited the Palmarian dioceses of the five continents. On several occasions he was in Jerusalem and other towns of Israel connected with the life, passion and other mysteries of Christ and Mary. Pope Saint Gregory the 17th was the great apocalyptic messenger. Thanks to his messages, the world has come to know the whole truth regarding these last times or apocalyptic era. He had the valor and boldness to make known the great events. Thanks to his fidelity to the messages he received from God, mankind is aware of the content of the secret message of Fatima, falsified and betrayed by the reprobate seer, Sister Lucia of Fatima herself, in collusion with the reprobate antipope John Paul II and other high dignitaries of the apostate Roman Church. Sister Lucia of Fatima betrayed the truth of the secret message of Fatima to please High Vatican prelates. The secret message of Fatima is fundamentally as follows: Communism and Freemasonry will scale the highest office, and the other chief posts in the Vatican. This was consummated when the anti-papacy was established in Rome following Pope St. Paul VI's death. Following Sister Lucia of Fatima's death, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to Pope St. Gregory XVII on the 22nd of February 2005 and gave him the following message: The apostate Sister Lucia of Fatima is in the eternal fire of hell. Pope St. Gregory XVII performed the most arduous and transcendent task of giving continuity in the sacred place of El Palma de Troia to the Holy Church founded by our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the great restorer and reformer of sacred rites and of holy morals. Thanks to his untiring labor as sovereign pontiff and infallible master, he exceedingly enriched the doctrinal and disciplinary treasure of the Church and consolidated faith and morals. Saint Gregory XVII was a giant pope. Consequently, Pope Saint Peter II the Great gave him the title Very Great, not granted to any other pope since Saint Peter. Prominent among his great pontifical works are some 50 pontifical documents, a great many dogmatic definitions, countless apostolic decrees, letters and notes, an endless number of canonizations of illustrious members of Christ's mystical body, numerous apostolic journeys through the five continents, the convocation, solemn opening, presidency, direction, approbation, signing and solemn closure of the Holy Great Dogmatic Palmarian Council, and the convocation, solemn opening, presidency, direction, approbation, signing and solemn closure of the Holy Dogmatic Palmarian Synod. Consequently, the fruits of his most fecund pontificate were as well the Palmarian Creed, the Treatise on the Mass, the Palmarian Catechism, Palmarian Morals, the Treatise on the Most Blessed Trinity, the Palmarian Code of Canon Law, and above all Sacred History or the Holy Palmarian Bible. He is, par excellence, the Pope of the Holy Bible since, in his gigantic doctrinal labor, he was the first Pope to accomplish an infallible interpretation of Saint Jerome's official Bible, called the Vulgate, as well as of the other versions of the Bible, in which the Word of God is mixed up with many errors and adulterations by man. The publication of Sacred History or the Holy Palmarian Bible is an overwhelming triumph for Pope St. Gregory XVII against the schemes of Satan and his infernal and terrestrial henchmen, as in the Holy Palmarian Bible the Word of God is contained in its absolute authenticity and purity, and therefore now free of the errors and adulterations that considerably contaminated and obscured it. Pope St. Gregory XVII, as universal doctor, masterfully taught, the Bible has authority under the infallible interpretation of the magisterium of the Church. Pope St. Gregory XVII was fiercely combated as well by the majority of his fellow civilians, who treated him as a lunatic, an impostor, a heretic, a schismatic, a swindler, a money grubber, and other like epithets. Without any doubt, this sprang in great part from the raging envy they felt at the greatness of his achievements. In Seville, his beloved native city, he was considered a sinister personage. One day civilians will regret not having recognized Saint Gregory XVII in time, one of the greatest popes in the history of the Church. When they finally realize, they will not have enough handkerchiefs to wipe away their tears, and will go to El Palma to devour the stones of the sacred place, Apostolic See of the Church, where the greatest heavenly apparitions have taken place, which in their stubbornness they likewise disdained to acknowledge. Once again are fulfilled our Lord's words, "Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted or honored in his hometown." Pope St. Gregory XVII was favored with great visions and messages from the beginnings of El Palma. He was a mystic of the highest order. His visions were countless, since our Lord Jesus Christ and the Most Holy Virgin Mary appeared to him with very great frequency. His visions of the Eternal Father, of the Holy Spirit, of Saint Joseph and of a great number of saints were also numerous. By way of his sublime ecstasies he penetrated into great mysteries, many made known and others reserved to himself. He was often wrapped up in the contemplation of the divine essence. He also enjoyed the gift of penetrating into the depths of souls, of which he gave many unmistakable proofs. His messages are very numerous, of very varied content, of illustrious wisdom and doctrinal richness. With great frequency he received heavenly locutions regarding many matters concerning Holy Church, the order and other questions. He was one of the most outstanding prophets in the history of the Church. Though the Apostolic See of the Palmarian Church is the sacred place of El Palma de Troia, nonetheless Pope Saint Gregory XVII resided in Seville until the 24th of July in the year 2003, date on which he went to live in Finca de Nuestra Madre del Palma Coronada, where the Palmarian Cathedral Basilica is situated, in the village of El Palma de Troia, Utrera in the province of Seville. Glorious Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great passed away at 3:30 p.m. on the 21st of March in the year 2005, Holy Monday, in his cell in the papal residence in Finca de Nuestra Madre del Palma Coronada, El Palma de Troia. Glorious Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great, though he died on the 21st of March in the year 2005, nonetheless sublimely consummated his most fecund life while celebrating the Holy Sacrifice of Mass the previous day, the 20th of March, on the high altar of the Cathedral Basilica of Our Crowned Mother of Palma, for while at that sacred altar he became grievously ill, and in this way was mystically crucified on the cross of Calvary. Since Holy Mass is the same sacrifice of Calvary or sacrifice of the cross. This is the supreme aspiration which every minister of the Lord should have, and consequently the greatest honor a priest can have. Pope Saint Gregory XVII was solemnly canonized by his successor Pope Peter II on the 24th of March in the year 2005, festivity of Holy Thursday. Declared very great doctor of the Church by Pope Saint Peter II the Great on the 23rd of April 2005. On the 29th of July 2005, Pope Saint Peter II the Great infallibly defined that the soul of Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great, De Gloria Olivi, did not pass through purgatory, but went straight to heaven.